FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
News just in, SASSA's extended the deadline for beneficiaries to upgrade their payment cards. Grant recipients now have until the 20th of next month to swap their gold cards for the black Postbank cards. The original deadline was the end of February. Communications and Digital Technologies Minister Solly Malatsi says the extension will provide relief for recipients who haven't yet replaced their old cards.
Grant payments will continue as per usual, even after the 20th of March deadline. We will be working with our departments and entities to ensure that we add additional human capacity at all the service points so that those beneficiaries who are yet to swap their cards can be assisted.
Economists say it's too early to tell if U.S. tariffs will put pressure on South Africa's steel industry. U.S. President Donald Trump's imposed a 25% tariff on steel and aluminium imports set to take effect next month. He argues the move will close loopholes and boost American industries, but trade partners have warned it could hurt global economies. With South Africa's rocky relationship with the Trump administration in the spotlight, economist Lizette Deskiepa says there's a lot of uncertainty at the moment.
Everyone is facing the same hurdles. The problem will obviously come in when countries start negotiating specific deals. And at the moment, it doesn't seem as if South Africa and the U.S. are on friendly enough terms to negotiate some sort of exception to the tariff.
Animal welfare organization, the NSPCA, says a Limpopo man caught on camera brutally beating a crocodile will line up in court on Monday. Spokesperson Jacques Peacock says the man who appeared on TikTok was arrested yesterday.
The NSPCA has arrested the self-proclaimed king of crocodile after a deeply disturbing video surfaced on social media in January 2025, showing the suspect torturing an owl crocodile.
Peacock says he faces charges of contravening the Animals Protection Act.
The suspect will face charges for animal cruelty, as well as additional charges under the National Environmental Management Biodiversity Act. This arrest is a significant step in holding animal abusers accountable, particularly those who commit such heinous acts for social media notoriety.
And bringing peace to Ukraine will dominate discussions at the annual security conference in Munich today. It's after President Trump shocked his NATO allies by speaking directly with Vladimir Putin about ending the conflict. Trump insists Ukraine would be part of any potential peace talks with Russia, following concerns about Kiev being sidelined. There were worries after the U.S. president and the Russian leader hinted at a bilateral meeting in Saudi Arabia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's still being cautious.
Today we cannot predict how it all will go on, but we must be strong. We will be very careful. We need allies and fair partners. We cannot accept, as an independent country, any agreements made without us.
A recap of our lead story. SASSA has extended the deadline for beneficiaries to upgrade their payment cards to next month. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.